011-213-1100 or visit our website at shirazauto.co.za.
We turn our focus now to Kashmir in light of Kashmir Solidarity Day. Joining us on the line, we have Dr. Haruna Bursi. He's a medical doctor who was born in Kashmir but now is a South African citizen. Dr. Bursi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Perhaps we can put our listeners back into the picture by asking you to give us a quick background on the Kashmir conflict and how it started.
I just want to highlight about the issue of Kashmir. The way the general prevailing sense to the people is that it is a issue of territories between India and Pakistan, and in fact it is not. Kashmir has been the independent state, the state of Jammu and Kashmir, even before the partition and centuries before the India and Pakistan became into existence. So it has been an independent state. At the time of the partition, the people of Kashmir should have been given this right of self-determination whether they want to join India or Pakistan. And that promise, which was endorsed by the United Nations Security Council and many resolutions of the United Nations, and also that India took this matter to the United Nations and promised to the people of Kashmir that they will be given this right to self-determination to decide what they want to do, and that promise is still unfulfilled for more than 70 years.
Why does it remain unfulfilled? In your opinion, why is it this has gone on for so long without reaching any sort of resolution?
Yeah, but I think the reason for this one is, particularly from the Indian side, Kashmir is a beautiful place. It's called the heaven on this earth, and it's a water resourced area, and India doesn't want to actually leave that place. It's very unfortunate that you love the land but you hate the people living in that land. So that's what probably is happening, and because of those kind of people have been divided. You know, the families from the people of Kashmir, you can say the parents are at one side of the line of control and the children on the other side of the line of control have been living for more than 70 years with this kind of thing. And if anyone wants to cross and meet each other's family, they will be killed.
What about international solidarity or the lack thereof? Many will ask the question, why isn't the UN doing more? Why didn't the UN do more? Why isn't international powers coming to the rescue of the Kashmiri people?
I think the reason for that one is multi-dimensional, but one of the reasons, which is very obvious, people in these days, although they raise the slogans of the human rights, but they look more to the monetary, the business partnerships between the countries. And India obviously is a big country, and many countries, other countries, have the business relations. They don't want to, they prefer the businesses over the human rights profile. That's the, if I say the bottom line of it. But the good thing happening recently is the last year's Human Rights Commission of the United Nations published a 24-page report about the human rights violation in Kashmir, which shows the issue of Kashmir and the violation and the abuses in Kashmir. I think that's the first document which probably in recent years which shows what is happening in Kashmir to the rest of the world.
So today is International Kashmir Solidarity Day. What's happening in Pretoria? Tell us about some of the events.
Yeah, this Solidarity Day is actually not only in South Africa or in Pakistan. It's probably all over the world now. On 5th of February, people, those who are against oppression, stand up by the people of Kashmir and remind the United Nations and India to fulfill their promises, what they made to the people of Kashmir. In Kashmir, there are 13 million people, and you can't deny their rights. And now, recently, there are killings every day. It's like what in South Africa, we celebrate 16th June at the Sharpeville massacre, and that Sharpeville massacre kind of violation happening every day in Kashmir. So this is a reminder to the United Nations and to the government of India from the rest of the world. The time is over. They must come to the table and sort this issue.
All right. Dr. Harun Abbasi, shukran so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Jazakallah for calling me. Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Dr. Harun Abbasi. He is a medical doctor born in Kashmir. He is a South African citizen now. Today is Kashmir Solidarity Day, and we were talking to him. Obviously, to understand the Kashmiri issue, you require quite a bit more time, and you need to do quite a bit of reading to understand its entire history. And there's a lot to it. A.B. Dowji came and did a workshop for all of our news and current affairs staff in December on the Kashmiri issue. But in many ways, their plight is even worse than that of the Palestinians. The plight of the Palestinians still gets more and consistent recognition as compared to the plight of the Kashmiris.